Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Flash Freeze Pagano. Good morning, Pat. Big puddle of ice in front of my house this morning, and we do have black ice on the roads this morning, so people have to be careful. The black ice is wherever you're on a roadway that's kind of tilted and has water that normally runs across it. And I do mean, I encountered this three times this morning on the way in, not even on major highways, our major highways. If drainage did not take all the water in the drains and it went across the highway last night, it's black ice. So just be careful out there.
Very wise words. And today we'll have highs in the mid-30s, partly cloudy. We don't expect any precip. Tonight will be clear in the mid-teens. Saturday, some sun, low 30s. Sunday, cloudy with snow showers in the mid-30s. And on Monday, partly cloudy, a few snow showers around 35 to 40. Tuesday to Wednesday next week, Alberta clip below comes in. It's probably going to bring some snow, maybe even a little mixed precip. But the big news is that behind it, come middle part of next week, the Arctic returns. And big time. Could even be colder than the MS we had this week. So get ready for that, and that'll be the middle part of next week or the end of January.
All right, and like I said, I'm still looking for the weekend of the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February, what's going to happen right before that weekend and that weekend, because that is, of course, Jump Fest for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Well, so far we've been very, very fortunate with storms, and, they haven't been many. So we've been very, very lucky there, and I don't believe that our computer models go up that far, but I'm taking a check right now to see how far they go up to. They do. They do go up to, let's see, on Friday, February 8th, the computer models, is a GFS America model, is forecasting sunshine. And not bad, in the 30s. Let's go to Saturday, February 9th. Partly sunny, and I would still call for temperatures in the 30s. And then Sunday, believe it or not, rain, not snow. So right now, long, long range, saying Friday and Saturday, okay, Sunday rain.
And we just need cold weather the week before that, and so they continue to make snow and stuff like that. So
I don't think you'll have a problem with that. I don't. I certainly don't. I mean, there'll be wave upon wave of Arctic air coming in. So let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Since you, I know you have recently been to the dentist. You have not or have? Yes.
I have.
Yes. Now, I was to the dentist yesterday, and they're going to have to do some oral surgery, like implants.
Yep.
And I told her, I said, she's really a great dentist. I said, I have a tremendous fear of the dentist. I would prefer going to like a, quote, specialist that would give me anesthesia and just knock me out. She said, that makes it very difficult. She said, because we're going to be making the implants and everything like that here. And it's her husband that works along with her who does that. And he was there yesterday. I said, yeah. She said, so it's easy to keep it right here in the office. I said, I agree. And I'm thinking to myself, it's also easy to make the money. But she said, I could give you a Valium before the procedure. She said, or you could even take the laughing gas. And I said, I remember having that as a kid and I didn't like it. She says, well, it's come a long way. She said, it's really very, very safe, and it does relax you, it calms you, blah, 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 blah. Have you ever had it?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I had it a long time ago. But I enjoyed it. But then again, I'm a guy who liked to get high a long time ago.
Okay. It does. Because I read on the internet, they said that it's one of the safest forms of anesthesia is used today, and that as soon as they take the mask off, that's it. The effects leave, like within minutes.
Within about 10 minutes, they leave. The major effects leave within about 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
But it takes another 5 or 10 minutes for all the effects to leave.
Right.
But it does help take the tension off, because I'm a person who'd never like to go to the dentist. Never, right. ever. Petrified.
Okay,
petrified.
Okay, so. Me too. So
now, how can you afford? Are these implants where they put the screws in and then the teeth go in right in?
That is correct.
Wow, they're expensive. Wow.
They are expensive. Huh. They're really expensive. I do have a plan that will probably cover half of it.
Wow.
Which is lucky, and this is not going to happen until March sometime. So I have time, but. I'm not thrilled about it.
Are they doing them all at the same time?
Yes.
That's the great thing about implants nowadays, whereas we're running out of time, is they can do them all at the same time.
She said, there is no reason why we can't do this in one sitting. Yeah. And I looked at her and said, what? She said, no, there really isn't. She said, you know, I will make sure that you are very, very numb. I said, and, you know, her husband was there. I said, and what about the after effects? She said, believe it or not, it's not bad at all. She said, it's a little sore. And he said, actually, he said it'll be a little sore a week after. He said, as everything contracts, he said, it gets sore. He said, but nothing even close to what toothache pain would be.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Okay. Thank you. I said, I got to ask Marshall. Anybody who's going to give me an honest opinion, it's going to be Marshall.
Well, I'm great. I'm a great person to ask, because I, too, am petrified, and I had a great dentist, Don Martin, who retired, and the dentist that I've gotten after him has been terrific, but I'm petrified when I go to a dentist. Even if I just go to say hello, I'm petrified. So.
Yeah, me too. Yesterday was just a consultation. She goes, well, sit in the chair. I said, there's no need for it.
That's right.
Just like that. Right. You could sit down, Pat. I said, absolutely not.
Okay. Hey, Pat, have a good weekend.
You too, Marshall. See you Monday.
Yeah, take care. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.